Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. How to Be a Real Estate Investor by Phil Pustajoski is a practical real estate investing guide focused on helping readers understand how to evaluate deals, reduce risk, and build wealth through property, positioned within the nonfiction investing category. The book reflects the author's experience as a mentor and active investor, rather than presenting real estate as a purely theoretical subject. Its purpose is to break the investing process into approachable parts, especially for readers who are new to the field or who want a more structured way to think about opportunities. The book is closely associated with Pustajoski's Freedom Mentor program, and that connection shapes its perspective. Real estate is presented as a skill set that can be learned through real transactions, disciplined analysis, and guidance from experienced operators. Rather than promising easy outcomes, it emphasizes deal selection, market awareness, and the difference between profitable activity and avoidable mistakes. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, breaking real estate investing into manageable deal types and cash flow paths. A central organizing idea in the book is that real estate investing can be understood by separating it into distinct pathways, especially fast cash techniques and long-term wealth-building approaches. This matters because beginners often see real estate as a single, overwhelming field, when in fact different strategies have different timelines, risk levels, and capital needs. By segmenting the subject, the book helps readers evaluate which type of investing fits their resources and goals. The practical value of this framework is that it reduces confusion and forces a more disciplined decision about what kind of return an investor is actually pursuing. Short-term flipping, for example, requires a different mindset than holding property for appreciation or rental income. The book's approach is not to present one strategy as universally best, but to show that real estate becomes more understandable when investors classify opportunities by function. That structure gives readers a clearer starting point for learning, especially if they are trying to move from general interest to actual investing activity. Secondly, using creative deal structures instead of relying only on conventional financing, the book is notable for its emphasis on creative real estate investing techniques, which reflects Pustajoski's broader teaching style. Rather than treating conventional buying and selling as the only path into the market, it points readers toward deal structures that can create opportunity even when they do not have abundant capital or perfect credit. This perspective is important because many aspiring investors assume they must wait until they have stronger financial credentials before acting. Creative structuring changes that assumption by showing how value can come from problem solving, negotiation, and understanding how different parties can benefit from the same transaction. The book frames investing as an active process of finding workable arrangements, not simply searching for ideal properties. That makes the content especially relevant for readers who need flexibility in real-world markets, where listings, financing, and seller motivation vary widely. The emphasis is practical rather than exotic. The goal is to help readers identify how deals can be made viable and profitable through structure, not just through price alone. Thirdly, a mentorship model built on aligned incentives and shared profit. One of the most distinctive aspects associated with the book is its connection to Pustajoski's 50-50 profit-sharing mentorship model. This is not just a marketing detail, but part of the book's conceptual identity, because it reflects the author's belief that learning real estate works best when mentor and student have aligned interests. The model is significant because it addresses a common weakness in education-based investing programs: the disconnect between teaching theory and taking financial risk. By sharing profits, the mentor has a direct stake in the student's outcome, which creates accountability and discourages superficial instruction. For readers, this idea reinforces the larger lesson that real estate is learned through participation, not passive observation. The book, therefore, sits at the intersection of education and apprenticeship, suggesting that the best training includes feedback from someone who is already active in the market. Even for readers who do not join a mentorship program, the principle remains useful. Successful investing often depends on relationships where incentives are properly aligned and expertise is grounded in actual transactions. Fourthly, step-by-step deal analysis as the core discipline of profitable investing. The book repeatedly points toward analysis as the practical center of real estate investing. It emphasizes how to spot a good deal, evaluate comparable properties, and understand whether a transaction truly has profit potential. This focus is important because many investing mistakes come not from lack of enthusiasm, but from poor deal assessment. Real estate is capital intensive, so a small error in judgment can have large financial consequences. The book's framework encourages readers to slow down and examine the fundamentals of a property before committing resources. That includes identifying lead sources, judging market value, and thinking through the likely outcome of a flip or other investment strategy. The value of this method is that it turns investing from speculation into a repeatable process. Instead of relying on instinct alone, the reader is taught to apply a sequence of checks that can reveal whether a deal is strong or weak. This practical orientation makes the book useful for beginners, but it also serves more experienced investors who want a more systematic approach to evaluating opportunities. Lastly, balancing opportunity with risk awareness and lessons from failed deals. Unlike many real estate books that focus mainly on upside, this one is tied to a broader message about understanding risk and learning from mistakes. Pustajovsky's related work on deals gone bad reinforces that real estate investing includes operational, financial, and emotional hazards that must be taken seriously. This matters because the category often attracts readers through stories of profit, while underplaying the cost of poor due diligence, bad partnerships, or unrealistic assumptions. The book's value lies partly in its corrective tone. It reminds readers that successful investing is not just about finding deals, but also about avoiding the kinds of errors that erode returns. That makes the book more credible than purely aspirational investing guides. It also helps readers develop a healthier framework for decision-making, where caution is not treated as hesitation, but as part of professional practice. In a field where hype can distort judgment, this emphasis on risk awareness gives the book a more grounded and durable instructional purpose. In conclusion, How to Be a Real Estate Investor will be most useful for readers who want a practical entry point into property investing, especially beginners, aspiring flippers, agents considering a transition into investing, and readers who value hands-on instruction over theory. Its main benefit is that it reduces a complex field into understandable parts deal types, creative structuring, valuation, and the discipline of careful analysis. What separates it from many books in the same genre is its strong apprenticeship orientation and its connection to a real mentoring business built around live deals. Instead of presenting real estate as a collection of abstract strategies, it emphasizes decision-making in the context of actual transactions and the importance of aligned incentives. The book is also more grounded than many introductory investing titles because it acknowledges risk and failure rather than pretending every deal is straightforward. For readers seeking a realistic, operations-focused overview of real estate investing, it offers a clear and differentiated perspective. If you would like to support Phil Pustajovsky, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.